welcome back to the second hour of Gesundheit with Jacobus. Here again is your host, Jacobus Holloway.
That's correct. Chadwick, thank you so much for the introduction. Good morning, everybody. I hope you had a chance to already listen to the first hour. I was explaining a bunch of stuff. We'll get back into that. I appreciate all of you tuning in today. This is always a show about health, healing, and healthy lifestyles. So we were just talking about this blood test called apolipoprotein B. There is an apolipoprotein A, there is an apolipoprotein B. The apolipoprotein B is found on the outside surface of the LDL cholesterol. And that, so when this is on, so the LDL is what we call the bad cholesterol. It contains, excuse me, if your LDL surface contains high levels of a protein called apolipoprotein B, it is more likely to damage arterial walls and set the stage for atherosclerosis. Now, as I mentioned, it is not part of a regular blood test, but I did check with Amy Fleeman from the TriMet Services, and TriMet Services is an independent lab. You can just walk in and get it done any day of the week. They usually have special discounts, part of the health fair, on Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday mornings. They're located at 233 Edelweiss Drive, 233 Edelweiss Drive, which is behind Perkins Restaurant in Bozeman, in that commercial of that professional area, I should say. And they're in Unit 10B. The telephone number, if you need to set up an appointment for something, it would be 585-3301. It is the only lab that we have left in Bozeman where you can go in for a blood test that is not connected with Bozeman Health Group or the Bozeman Deaconess Hospital. So you can go in and get tests done. And they send it then to the Billings Clinic or the Mayo Clinic or wherever it needs to go. So the apolipoprotein B test will cost you $75. The apolipoprotein A1 and the B panel. So if you take both the apolipoprotein A1 and the apolipoprotein B panel together, it will be $135. If you want to know what your particle size is, your particle size or your LDL, so you're worried about that, then that will be $149. So that is money, but if you have an answer, if you have these problems, if you have this protein on the surface of your LDL cholesterol, wouldn't you want to know it? Let's say your LDL, as I mentioned earlier, if you were between 70 and 90, that is in a good range. If you go over 100, then you obviously have increased an increased level of either an injury, an infection, or an inflammation when your LDL goes over 100. So, as I mentioned, if you have an LDL of 100, that whereby either your apolipoprotein B is elevated, or your small particle size, your particle size of the LDL is very small, you are in a lot more danger than when you have a particle size that is large particle size on your LDL, because they will not stick. They just bounce around in your bloodstream and they will not stick. So small particle size, you want to know if you have it so you can do something about it and fix it. So that is what they have over at TriMet Services. And I can tell you more about those tests if you need to know. So apolipoprotein B is linked to the initiation and propagation of atherosclerosis, also called calcification of the arteries, hardening of the arteries. High levels of apolipoprotein B penetrate the inner arterial wall, which is the endothelium, and then they set the stage for blockage of blood flow. Those whose blood test shows elevated cholesterol and apolipoprotein B are especially at risk. To put it in perspective, higher apolipoprotein B levels have been associated with 60% increase in coronary heart disease when the total cholesterol and the HDL are in a safer range. So let's say the safe range, I would say, is above 60 on the HDL. If you can go over 84, that would be excellent. But let's say safe is 60 and your total cholesterol, well, 30 years ago, 300 was safe. Today, the doctors are cramming you into a small window of less than 200. So if they say, well, your cholesterol is in the good range, less than 200, and your HDL is okay, that means it's above 60, then if your apolipoprotein B is still elevated, then you are at a 60% increased risk of cardiovascular problems or coronary heart disease. In people with higher levels of cholesterol and apolipoprotein B, along with low HDL, there is a 160% increased incidence of coronary artery disease or heart attacks or even strokes. So isn't that something? So you have high levels of cholesterol, high level of apolipoprotein B, inflammatory, and low HDL. Your good cholesterol is not balancing anything out. Elevated apolipoprotein B is a more reliable marker for cardiovascular disease than LDL, HDL, and total cholesterol. Very important. I have also said before that Ellie Cullen, when she was on the show, the phlebotomist who knows all there is to know about blood, she says in her book, researchers have said that homocysteine levels, when they're, well, homocysteine levels are 40 times more accurate in predicting a cardiovascular event than cholesterol will ever be. Very powerful stuff. A myriad of studies associates walnut consumption, the walnut, with reduced risk of coronary artery heart disease. A study assessing a range of cardiovascular risk markers in response to a diet containing about 1.5 ounces of walnuts daily for 8 weeks compared to a typical Western diet. Two benefits of walnut consumption in this trial were a modest non-HDL cholesterol reduction and a more pronounced 5.5% reduction in apolipoprotein B. So in a way, some reduction. So if you want to eat nuts that are good for your heart, look into walnuts. These findings led the researchers to conclude that the observation of reduced cardiovascular events in people who eat walnuts may be explained in part by reduced non-HDL cholesterol, and apolipoprotein B. A follow-up analysis looked at previous studies that evaluated consumption of tree nuts and found reductions in apolipoprotein B in type 2 diabetics who consumed higher amounts of tree nuts. So, yes, this is the question also that the person who texted me earlier was wondering: if you increase your omega-3 and your omega-6s, that will be better for cardiovascular health. And that is true. So the analysis looked at previous studies that evaluated consumption of tree nuts, and it found there were reductions in apolipoprotein B in type 2 diabetics who did consume higher amounts of tree nuts. Another thing they recommend in this article about the blood test, it says avoid sugar. Now, an investigation looked at associations of apolipoprotein B blood levels with education, lifestyle factors, and dietary patterns. The intake of sucrose and foods containing added sugar, such as pastries, sweets, jam, and sugar-sweetened beverages, correlated with higher apolipoprotein B levels. Very interesting. This study identified other unhealthy factors, such as smoking, obesity, low physical activity, again, with unfavorable lipoprotein profiles. A one-year study of overweight healthy men, found a reduction in apolipoprotein B, but not in LDL cholesterol, in response to exercise training. This led the authors of the study to postulate that exercise might have LDL might make so that exercise might make LDL less atherogenic by reducing apolipoprotein B. So, if you are overweight, but otherwise you're healthy, according to the doctor, you start exercising, your apolipoprotein B will go down. So that's another good one. Then you look at something that I'm constantly breaking. Sorry. Importance of sleep. A Chinese study looked at the relationship of sleep duration and apolipoprotein B blood levels using data from almost 7,400 subjects. 7,400 subjects. The participants were divided into three categories according to sleep duration: less than 6 hours, 7 to 8 hours, and more than 9 hours. The studies found that short sleep duration, which was less than 6 hours in women, was associated with a 1.75-fold greater odds of elevated apolipoprotein B compared to women who got 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night. Longer sleep duration in men was associated with decreased apolipoprotein B. The study authors concluded sleep hygiene management could serve to treat and prevent cardiovascular diseases by altering unfavorable apolipoprotein profile. Interesting. Then we talk about thyroid hormones, a pet peeve of mine, because I know a lot of people suffer from thyroid-related problems, but the blood tests are not correct and should be adjusted to give us a much quicker indication somebody has a problem. So the next point, thyroid hormones and lipoproteins. People with insufficient thyroid hormones, so low thyroid, they can have elevated cholesterol, LDL, triglycerides, and apolipoprotein B. In some cases, people are prescribed statin drugs to lower cholesterol, when the appropriate use of a thyroid hormone medication would actually normalize their lipid profile. Isn't that something? So going on thyroid medication or finding out if what is going on is either a lack of nutrients, specifically iodine and tyrosine, which are the main food for the thyroid, or if the thyroid problem has been caused by an autoimmunity, Hashimoto's, an increase in antibodies. So antibodies attacking the thyroid, they wipe out the thyroid energy. The thyroid is fighting off these antibodies, has no energy left to produce your T4 hormone. So if that is the case, then let's fix the antibody problem. Or if you don't have an antibody problem on your thyroid, but you're simply not eating enough iodine, getting enough iodine and tyrosine, your thyroid simply doesn't have the nutrients to produce T4. So is there a way that we can fix this, either with medication or not? Can we fix the thyroid, thereby naturally lowering your cholesterol? A reduction in lipid and lipoprotein levels after thyroid hormone replacement in our study cohort, resulted in a less atherogenic profile. So, reduction in lipid and lipoprotein levels after thyroid hormone replacement resulted in a less atherogenic profile. So fix the thyroid correctly. First of all, diagnose it correctly, then fix it correctly, and you'll see your apolipoprotein B go down, which is good. Then they talk about the effects of fish oil on apolipoprotein B. The effects of fish oil, and here we go, we talk about the EPA fat and the DHA fat. They're talking here about fish oil, 1,800 milligrams of EPA, 1,200 milligrams of DHA per day, were studied on 10 healthy males for 4 weeks. So I would say that's roughly a tablespoon of liquid. If you do a regular omega-3 capsule, that would correlate to about 1,800. Let's see. That would be about 10 capsules a day. 10 capsules a day. Okay? So I would say do the tablespoon. Take it straight. So the effects of fish oil were studied on 10 healthy males for 4 weeks. The result was about a 30% reduction, The result was about a 30% reduction in production of apolipoprotein B and reductions in other vascular risk factors like triglycerides and VLDL. So why do you think the triglycerides come down? The triglycerides, again, is the amount of sugars that we consume in the body that go into the bloodstream that have been rejected by our cells because the cell goes, I have already enough sugar here. So now it is the blood, the red blood cell dumps it in the bloodstream. It is absorbed by fat cells that float in your bloodstream that say, hey, Jacobus is not going to eat tomorrow, or maybe if he doesn't eat tomorrow, we'll release it back in the bloodstream to give energy to the cell. But if I eat the same food every day, all the time, eat the same amounts, eat my amounts of sugars and fats and proteins, then that triglyceride level is never going to change. So what we need to do is fish oil. Fish oil burns 60 times more slowly in our body than sugar. Take a fireplace, put in logs. Logs will burn a long time. You can walk away from the fireplace and get some work done around the house. Paper is also made from a tree, just like logs. Paper in the fireplace, you cannot go anywhere because the paper burns very quickly. So the same with sugar. Sugar is paper. It burns very quickly, gives you quick energy, but it doesn't last. Logs are your proteins and your fats. And just like we have different woods, like cherry and maple and walnut and pine and oak, whatever you use, we have different proteins. We got chicken and fish and beans and beef, and we have other proteins that we can eat. Even in some grains, we have proteins like amaranth is high in protein and quinoa. So you can eat different kinds of protein, just like you have different logs in the fireplace that give you different heat levels, that give you certain sustainability and durability. So when you talk about a 30% reduction in the production of apolipoprotein B and reductions in other vascular risk factors like triglycerides, so that goes your sugar goes down because we're taking fat. So if we have enough fat in the body, the craving for paper in the fireplace is going down. So that's perfect. Note that this EPA DHA dose of 3,000 milligrams a day is much higher than many fish oil studies that sometimes use less than 1,000 per day. And I totally agree. I've always told people do a tablespoon a day and you are nourishing yourself. Acute risk of excess apolipoprotein B. A review of factors that underlie acute heart attack revealed a startling finding. So factors that underlie acute heart attack revealed a startling finding. Among those with the greatest risk were current smokers and people with elevated blood ratios of apolipoprotein B to apolipoprotein A1. Apolipoprotein A1 is the major protein component of your beneficial good cholesterol or HDL. So when the ratio is off, elevated blood ratios of apolipoprotein B to apolipoprotein A1. This comprehensive analysis identified other known causes of heart attack, such as hypertension and diabetes. It then listed protective factors. What can protect you from all this? This included daily consumption of fruit and vegetables, exercise, and modest consumption of alcohol. Study participants So only one 16-ounce glass of wine instead of five. Study participants who were non-diabetic, who did not smoke, and who had no lipid abnormalities, including high blood ratio of apolipoprotein B to apolipoprotein A, showed large reductions in acute heart attack risk. Now the other thing, and then I want to finish this, a separate study found that the cruciferous vegetable extract, indole-3-carbinol, reduces apolipoprotein B secretion from liver cells as much as 56%. 56%! This may be a mechanism by which plant foods like broccoli reduce cardiovascular risk. Folks, you can buy indole-3-carbinol at the Gesundheit Nutrition Center. Take one or two capsules a day. It also brings your estrogens down. So, very important stuff. Stay put. I will be right back.
You're listening to Gesundheit with Jacobus.